A conversation this morning on Lincoln Live with the city's police chief, Teresa Ewens. Chief, good to have you here.
Morning.
Let's talk about an event that's coming up today. We will see each other again about noontime.
Absolutely.
For National Police Officers Week. Mm-hmm. There is a ceremony, an observance, a memorial going on at noon in front of the Hall of Justice by the Law Enforcement Memorial there. I want to find out about your interest in law enforcement. Did you grow up wanting to be a cop?
I did. It was either that or play soccer.
No astronaut?
There's no other options in my mind. No. You know, being a police officer was something that I always wanted to do because it was the idea of helping people. I never believed that I'd be behind a desk, which now I am, but there's a whole evolution to that. But, you know, I think the thing for me was really to help people and be out there in community is what I learned later about the job. But the role of police officer is a positive one, and it should be. Historically, it hasn't been that way. And so, you know, we have the opportunity right now today to determine what our course is, you know, moving forward, and hand off a police department that actually works for the community and is part of the community.
Was there an officer that influenced you or members of your family in law enforcement at all?
No police officers in my family. Everyone asked that question. No, there weren't. So I have no idea who his name was, but he showed up at school and told us what he did for a living, and I was like, that's what I want to do.
Which then goes to show the importance of a school resource officer.
Yes, absolutely.
And the role that he or she plays to influence in a positive way.
Yes.
Students, and to even in a lot of cases change the opinions of and the views of a student.
Sometimes the SROs are not even just SROs, just officers that are out on the street and communities, is that they change. They're an outlet for some kids. Some parents have three or four jobs. I mean, the kids are there at home to kind of fend for themselves, or they're in very difficult situations in their home. And sometimes the officer is an outlet, whether at a community center or they meet them on the street or some kind of interaction. The officers listen, and they try to understand, and we're there to create solutions. You know, officers have bad days as well, and a lot of things weigh on them. And so are interactions always positive? No. But no job in the world can say that you're 110% always, you know, in that line of being positive. And so, but those interactions are really important to kids, and that's why we coach. That's why we're part of teammates. That's why we're mentors for kids. And we don't necessarily put that information out there. It's a choice of the officer to be part of the community. SRO is one of those.
So come by, stop in. It starts at noontime. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll be gathering a little bit ahead of time. Stop in and see me. Say hi. I wouldn't miss this opportunity to show respect to the women and men who whose careers are to protect us. So. Thank you personally for doing what you do.
Thank you.
And the other men and women who are with the Lincoln Police Department. Chief Teresa Ewens joining me on Lincoln Live today. An update on the LPD assessment.
Yeah, so we are moving forward. Next step is small focus groups, and then they will take all the information back and they will examine it and provide us some ways of moving forward. And, you know, again, I think it was our last conversation that we had about the assessment. We have to look at what the recommendations are and build from that. If we can do it both financially as well as personnel-wise, then we'll do that. But I really look forward to the results. I do think there are some very positive outcomes from their research at this point. But I do look forward to the report.
Is there a timetable on results?
Like I said before, I don't really want to push them with an end date because I want them to be thorough, and I want a good product that we can really build from.
This is 21st century policing solutions we're talking about, reviewing the policies and the situations, the assessments for LPD. Let's take a look at something that hasn't happened yet, but I'm guessing the conversation has come mm-hmm. up ahead of an eventual ruling by the Supreme Court on abortion rights in this country. Protests have already shown up.
Yes.
Has there been any talk among your staff about handling this type of emotionally charged, what hopefully would be peaceful, but mm-hmm. could turn aggressive mm-hmm. once this ruling comes out?
Yeah, so, you know, the command staff, the captains, the assistant chiefs have all been very proactive in, you know, the last year about having that conversation when we believe that a protest may occur. And preparation is everything. It's practicing is everything. Understanding, especially now, what our actions are going to be. And my entire career has been spent on these types of protests in 26 years. Right to life, pro-choice. I mean, just there's a lot of different things that we saw in San Francisco that I pull from. Negotiating with peaceful protesters that we protect their First Amendment right. That's our goal. That should be our role. There are violent protesters that have the goal of destroying, you know, businesses and city buildings. That's not a First Amendment right. And so we have to prepare for that as well. You know, I've seen those types of individuals who want to destroy things go after the peaceful protesters, which the peaceful protesters are trying to get them to stop because it's taken away from their message. And so we really have to be aware and observe what is occurring. You know, fortunately for us, we have good partnerships in Lincoln with other law enforcement agencies, which we will work with. And so that would be the conversations moving forward, is that whose role, what role will all of us play in these protests? Obviously, we will support UNL and other education institutions where the students may protest. And of course, if they come into the city or it starts in the city, then we will negotiate and try to facilitate the protests the best that we can, as long as it's peaceful.
You had a chance to review the 2020 protests here in Lincoln back in the summer of 2020 and the way it was handled. There's a lot of videotape of it. I've seen mm-hmm. quite a bit of it.
Yes.
That went sideways when peaceful protesters were, mm-hmm. when violent protesters mingled in amongst the peaceful.
Yes.
Far more peaceful than those who wanted to get
Thanks
aggressive.
For making that distinction, because yes. there are people that were out to target police officers and you know, businesses, mom and pop businesses. And yes, I did do that.
That was ugly. Like Lincoln, most people cannot remember ever Lincoln mm-hmm. erupting that way.
And that's the thing that's, you know, sad for me, and I know very hard for my members, is they had never seen such a thing.
Right.
And so it's a difficult situation. I was obviously in San Francisco when it erupted across the country, where they destroyed Union Square. I mean, it's heartbreaking because we know who we are in law enforcement. That incident does not reflect us, especially in 2020 at that time. And so, you know, today we definitely will approach it in a manner that we'll be taking our time. There's no reason to rush anything.
Chief Teresa Ewens joining me for a few more minutes here, the conversation on Lincoln Live. I want to bring up drunk driving numbers. Across the country, they're up. Yeah. 2020, the first year of the COVID pandemic, nearly 12,000 deaths nationwide. That was almost one of every three road deaths. Curious about the extent that LPD officers have seen more drunken driving.
Well, we have the MAD Awards coming up, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and we have a lot of members that are getting awards. I'd rather see us not get awards, which would say to me that we don't have as much drunk driving, but unfortunately we do. And our officers are out there doing their job and doing it well. And so people need to understand that drunk driving leads to death or serious injury, which someone has to live with. It impacts families. It impacts communities. There's no reason for anyone to drink and drive. None. You have Uber. You have Lyft. You have taxis. You know, we have to be more responsible as friends of people that you know are gonna get in a car. You need to intervene. And that's what should be happening. And a lot of people don't. And it surprises me because we have to be responsible for each other.
See, I go back to before designated drivers was even a thing.
I was a designated driver.
It just was, don't do it. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Very few alternatives now. Designated driver, which is cool now. It used to be kind of you're not drinking, that person.
Yeah.
That's not the case anymore.
No.
Uber, Lyft, taxis, all of those alternatives. Well, I'll let you go, and we'll see each other again around noontime.
Okay.
Hall of Justice.
Sounds like a plan.
Lincoln Police Chief Teresa Ewens with me on Lincoln Live.
Thank you.